There was once a story with the Lubavitcher Rebbe. The Lubavitcher Rebbe, at his 70th birthday, did a giant Farbrengen, like he would do for many, many occasions. And at the Farbrengen, he said he received for his 70th birthday thousands upon thousands and thousands of letters wishing him happy birthday, thanking him for all his accomplishments, for all the chizuk he gives, for the brachos, for everything the Lubavitcher Rebbe instituted, accomplished, and pushed for in his lifetime up until that point. The Lubavitcher Rebbe said, in many of the letters, there was something which he found disturbing. Many people wrote to him, "Great Rebbe, now that you're 70, don't you think it's time to slow down, take it easy, and retire?" The Lubavitcher Rebbe said that most things you do in your youth, you regret that you didn't do more. And as you get older, as you age, go forward in life, the only thing which you can do is push harder, bigger, and better. To live beyond yourself, live beyond your age, above your seemingly older level. You don't slow down when you get older, said Lubavitcher Rebbe. You speed up. Lubavitcher Rebbe said, what am I going to do for my 70th birthday? How am I going to celebrate it? Not to chas v'shalom retire. Not to chas v'shalom slow down. Not to take it easy. But to create 71 institutions. He said, last year, let's see, we created 70? 50? Let's create 71 institutions this year to help Yidden come closer to their Father in heaven, to raise them up, to align them with the true vibrations of reality. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Malech Olos Kevod. Who was such a person? What did he exemplify? What did he live? We have our physical bodies. And as the Mesil Sharm says, if we define ourselves by our physical bodies, it's very clear that the purpose of the world is not for that physical reality. Because as you age, you lose your faculties, you lose your mental capabilities, you lose your mobility, everything gets harder. What is the purpose of life, said the Lubavitcher Rebbe? To align with the ultimate divine reality that you can do anything. To align with the fact that you are an emissary of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of light, of the Torah in this world. You are a shliach, you are a messenger, said the Lubavitcher Rebbe. As the Baal Tanya says many times, shlucho shel adam kemoisei, that when a person acts as a messenger for somebody, they are him in a certain sense. So when we act for God in this world, we are embodying the koichas, the power, the vitality of the ultimate power, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in this world. We have to live as emissaries of God, and then we will be godly. This is what the Lubavitcher Rebbe lived. This is what he pushed and spread in this world. That you are not bound by limitations. We are all limitless. You are 70, create 71 new institutions. You are limitless.